ladies and gentlemen, Mercury.
There's a little black spot on the sun today. It's the same old thing as yesterday.
Donald Trump is the GOP's king of political pain right now, but we are more interested in that little black spot on the sun we told you about at the top of the hour. Mercury is transiting in front of the sun, and you can see it with the proper equipment. Later on, we will try and gauge what kind of blot on the global economy corruption makes. It's more of a large black smudge constraining growth and development all over the world. And it turns out the U.S. is a global enabler of tax cheats and money launderers. But all over the country, amateur astronomers are gathering to watch Mercury try and fail to eclipse the sun. Jason Kendall, adjunct professor of astronomy at William Patterson University and member of the Amateur Astronomers Association, was with a gathering of stargazers at the northern reaches of the island of Manhattan on a baseball diamond in Inwood Hill Park. How fast was Mercury traveling?
Oh, wow. Well, it orbits the sun once every 88 days, so it'll pass across, from our perspective, Mercury will pass across the sun in approximately 6 hours or so, and that, I forget exactly the orbital speed, but yet if you're going to be going around an orbit that's a third of 93 million miles, or 33 times 2 pi, oh my goodness, 33 million times 2 pi, I don't know what that is, divided by 88 days, it's pretty fast.
Pretty fast. Can you see the motion as you watch it cross the sun's path?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We've been already watching that. I have a projection screen as well as a dedicated solar telescope, and we've already seen the change in position of Mercury across the face of the sun. It's moving right across, and it's just totally striking. When you look at it in terms of with a solar telescope, it looks like this really, really sharply defined circle. And there's this big sunspot that's in the middle of the sun right now, so you can really tell the difference between a sunspot and Mercury.
What do you think when you see that little guy just so close to the sun like that, moving past it?
Well, it's just kind of really fun. I mean, when we did the Venus transit back in 2012, it was kind of magical because here it is, this once every really long time event that occurs. And for us up here and for amateur astronomers, this is a lot of fun. But the big thing is that transits like these have important scientific value for like the Kepler Space Telescope. And it's how we find planets around other stars.
Why doesn't it just fall into the sun? It just seems like it just couldn't possibly orbit that way.
Well, that's a really good question. Yeah, actually, Mercury is falling towards the sun. It just has a lateral speed such that if it were to hit the sun, it's already moved to the left. So it's always falling towards the sun, but it's got this lateral speed and moving around the sun at the same time. So there's really two motions, the regular motion that's the lateral velocity around the sun, but then it's always falling towards it in the same way that, so it orbits the sun in the same way the International Space Station orbits the Earth. It's falling towards the Earth. It's just going left at 20,000 miles an hour, so it never hits the ground. I mean, the ground curls away at the same rate as the spaceship falls towards the ground.
Yeah. And that's why Earth is falling towards the sun and doesn't actually hit it. That's what the orbit is. But I'll tell you, it just seems so perilously close, Mercury.
Well, Mercury is actually not the closest planet we found around other stars. The Kepler Space Telescope has found planets that are super large that orbit their suns in less than a day. And so these might be Jupiter-sized planets, planets as big as Jupiter, that actually spin around their sun really fast, and they're super-duper hot. So Mercury does not hold the record as the hottest planet known.
Is it the case that when we're looking at that dark side of Mercury passing in front of the sun, that we're looking at one of the coldest places in the solar system?
Yes, because Mercury has no atmosphere. So the Earth's atmosphere allows us to have this nice blanket that keeps in the warmth of the day. But when we look at Mercury, it doesn't have that. So as soon as you go to the night side, the rocks would cool off almost immediately. So you can imagine on the surface of Mercury, the boundary between day and night, you probably can hear the rocks cracking and popping, just in the same way like when you pour water onto an iron skillet. The entire surface of Mercury has to be cracking and popping like that.
I just can't imagine how it stays together so hot on one side and so cold on the other without just sort of crumbling.
Well, it's a huge ball of rock. And so, and it gets up to about 800 degrees. But to me, the fascinating thing that was discovered at Mercury was that the North and South Poles have really deep craters. And in those craters is water ice. It's been there for billions of years.
Wow.
And this is a really cool discovery. It's just like, it's really cold there. It's one of the coldest places in the solar system at the North and South Pole of Mercury.
Now, don't look at the sun, Jason, directly. It's right.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. That's a big caution. See, some people, when they try to do this, they go, oh, I can just use my sunglasses.
No.
And, you know, they end up in the hospital.
Yeah. And we would advise everyone out there not to look directly at the sun.
Absolutely, absolutely. Always use a proper filter or a projection screen, which is like what I'm using.
Well, Jason, of course, you're well equipped with gadgets and fabulous scopes of various kinds. Jason Kendall is adjunct professor of astronomy at William Patterson University. Have a great time.
Thank you so much.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.